Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite day of the week.
Nothing says welcome to 40 than, you know, some of the most top shelfish, unheard of liquor you could ever buy me.
Yeah, I just think that, I don't know, man. I would, if you give me alcohol for my birthday, I don't think I'm good. I don't think I'm happy about that. I mean, I'm grateful.
It's a gift.
I appreciate that. But to me, I'm not that guy.
But you just gotta imagine, right? I'm opening them up, I'm like, oh, okay, all right.
Can't wait.
Okay, all right. You gotta turn it on, though, because you know who it was from.
It's from the homeboys.
Nick's all, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh. Y'all got me that sip.
Listen, hey,
why don't y'all throw a couple blacks in here?
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all didn't know how I do. If I sip, I smoke.
Even it out. Y'all playing games right now.
That's funny. Yeah, what's the black guy's drink?
Hennessy?
Oh, Hennessy? No, Hennessy. I didn't get it. No, no Hennessy, man. What is the thing? I didn't get it from them. I didn't get it from them. I got it from Dave.
Scotch.
And I got it from, you know, my aunt's boyfriend, the CT. Yeah. And then Dom would have been bottle number three. So, you know, I guess Dom does count. I'm just kidding.
I barely. No, I'm just kidding.
If you know Dom, you know what we're talking about. You know what I mean? I think he got me the stuff we were drinking when we went and met him and his friend. Where we went at that one spot in Charlotte.
Oh man, we weren't supposed to be there. That's for sure.
At all, yeah. We'll have to talk about that a little bit later on the podcast. But
we're recording now. Just roll.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So Pat,
I don't know the story.
Well, you met Dom at the party. So he invited us to come and just hang out and, you know, get some drinks and stuff.
Let me give a little prefix. We had talked about it for a while because we worked together, and so we had kind of come up with this idea of what could we do to get, like, you know, hang out with everybody, get everybody out there,
some camaraderie, and,
some fun with friends, you know.
Got it.
The double F.
That's it.
And so Nick was, you know, was all there, and then afterwards it was like, well, hey, we're gonna go to this bar and have some whiskey or have some drinks. I'm like, oh, cool, man.
Yeah,
like, I'm down with that.
I
like a good bar. I don't go much, but I enjoy a good bar or two, you know? And I'm like, so we drive separate, you know, me and Nick go together. Like peas and carrots.
Like always.
Like peanut butter and jelly.
Huh?
Like eggs and mayonnaise.
As long as nobody pooped themselves.
Yeah, you mix us together, Nick, you know what you get? Egg what salad.
Aioli.
Mm.
Egg salad.
But, but so we get there, and it's like, oh, not bad, we walk in. Okay, bars, I'm thinking Little Rob's. I'm thinking like, oh, we're going to a bar.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, where are we going to go? So we get there, wood door opens up, swings open. And as soon as you walk in, there's like this wall that goes up like 15 feet.
What's the name of this place?
I forget, bro, but it's got all these. We're talking like aged.
Is it South Park area?
No, it's maybe towards, what was the brewery we were near? Old Sycamore?
Old Sycamore.
It's near out there. So
I've been to a whiskey place that sounds like this place before.
He was telling us like about it. He's like, the oldest whiskey we got here is from 1936.
Yeah, well, still had the tags on it.
Still,
it's like $100 a glass, probably.
At least.
If not more.
I'm not the person, because I know I'm not going to like it. Like, I know that no matter how old this whiskey is, and no matter how much I pretend to be like a socialite or a prestigious man and drink it sucks. Like, it sucks. Like, I can't drink whiskey without going like,
well, you got, anytime. You got, like, I've learned you got to put a lot of ice. Like, you got to ice it up big
no,
time.
You know what I do?
Yeah.
Soda, alcohol, soda.
Okay. Yeah.
So when chaser. I see people sipping chaser. It. Yeah. I mean, gosh. Yeah.
This is going, too much. Going straight to the neck.
Immediately, bro. You go like
this. If it's hot, it's going to make me, I can take it. I don't even want to take a shot. If it's cold, I'm game. Ooh. I'll sip on it.
And you never made uglier faces than when you drink a nasty shot.
100%.
That's it right there. That's it. Yeah. That's good. I've seen that. I've seen that face before. Okay. That's good. God, that was.
No, but I mean, but it was like it was super vintage because they actually were chopping whole blocks of ice and putting that in the drink. So I mean, it was
that's
That was fun to watch. Like, it was really fun to watch. Like, every, and the guys, yeah.
You got to have a
muscle. Was it small?
Yes.
Yeah, not very big.
Yeah. I guarantee it's the same place that me and Katie went.
It's like stone on the inside. You got the big wall of booze.
They got like a big circle table at the far end.
Yeah.
That a lot of people can sit at.
It's like a brick oven pizza in there. Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah.
I think I was blinded by the bourbon. I don't remember much, but that wall and the ice guy and the guy was making the ice. The ice block cutting was fantastic.
That was cool to watch. Yeah.
You ever see stuff and think like this is me. This is my personality. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watch a good cooking movie. I want to be a chef.
That's me. Like I can.
I need to take you guys down to the.
We got to go soon. Down to that Blind Fox place.
I was telling you a story, Patrick.
Sorry, carry on.
I was hoping you. I thought you were relating.
I am relating
to a different moment. You're a relative. You're like a relative.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like when I saw those dudes doing, it, I thought, man, I want to be a bartender. And I don't. Like, I get myself into positions where I'm like, hell yeah, I want to do that. And I jump in and I'm like, this sucks. When I started working at Meadows, let's take that for an example, right?
Yeah.
I thought, man, I'm going to work. I'm going to make pizzas.
You were all
in. Go home. I'm like, this is going to be great. I'm going to call my, they're going to call me Mario. I'm going to be so good at that pizza.
Mario.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Man, I was butt. I was like, the work. I couldn't make a pizza. Like, the pizza part, I kept, like, it was one of the hardest things I had to do. Like, it wasn't easy. And it wasn't glamorous.
You know why that is?
I don't think I wasn't good.
They didn't provide the proper Italian music in the background. I think you had that.
Everybody that worked there was Mexican.
Yeah, we'll see. So they've been
You're
like,
not getting their time.
So they were making Mexican pizzas.
It was tough. It was bad.
And then there's the cleanup aspect. Like, I totally skipped that part in my mind when I thought, dude, I'm going to work at this restaurant. And I'm going to cook. Yeah. It's going to be fun. Cleanup.
No.
Oh, we got to wipe all the grease down. We got to clean all this. Oh, yeah. And more acne working at that place than I did when I was a teenager. Like, dude, I was getting zits. Bro, I was getting zits like I just started getting pubes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, whoa. You know, it was all that. You know, it was something else.
It's getting that grease in the pores there. Just thick.
It was not for me. It did.
Yeah.
But for a moment, I thought, I almost went to culinary school, bro. Like, I almost went to culinary school when I got out of the Army.
Me too.
Like, thank God. Yeah. Thank God I didn't do that. Like, I walked it. I visited it. I'm like, man, this is
great. We went to the tour together.
And then if you go and you get into the business, you're a line cook and you're working at IHOP. Where'd you go to school at? Johnson and Wells.
Yeah.
How'd you like that? Oh, you wanted covered, scrubbered, and capped? Gotcha.
Yeah, gotcha. Chopped, smothered.
Learning how to chef and working at a damn local diner.
While you're going broke, by the way, mind you.
I'm telling you, the idea when people decide at our age that they want to be a cook, right? It is the thought that, man, I see it on TV. I want to be on a TV show.
Like
reality TV skews the idea of cooking.
Doesn't it?
I'm like, man.
Yes, doesn't it? 100%.
I want to do it.
I can do all that.
Like, no way. No way. Yeah.
30 seconds.
30 seconds is a lie. That is a lie. They cut that 30 seconds.
They do.
Like, they make you think that they're on the brink of failure, but it was with like 15 minutes to go where they're like, reality TV is a wash.
Spatula's down. You know, it was really intense. I didn't think I was going to make it in the end. I got to be honest, it's probably going to come out a little flat. I mean, I kind of got in over my head with the aioli and I really thought I was going somewhere, but you know, when it comes down to it, all I could do is what I could do at this point. I hope they like it.
Here's the worst part. Like, here's what they do to you, right? Nick, you're a contestant, right? I'm walking. Yep. I'm the judge.
Yeah.
Look at your food. Mm-hmm. I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn around. And you're thinking, like, what the hell?
What happened?
Like, what was that?
You know, they cut to me and go, my heart instantly dropped. I had no idea what was going on in Chef's head.
Commercial.
All I could think of was, I'm gone. I'm out.
Get there,
what else can I do?
They get up there and they go, that was magnificent. I've never had flavors like that in my entire life. It just ran through my whole mouth. I can still feel it in my cheeks. Like, they go into it.
Yeah.
You know, like, but it's the...
Yeah, they cut back and you're like, oh my God, I thought I was going home.
What if?
Whoa.
What if doctors did that? Like, they came in like... He's like, hey, Steve, sit down. Have a seat.
Got some news. So.
You're healthy as a horse.
What? Hey. Oh, my God. Oh, holy smoke. Hey, we should do a reality TV show like that.
That'd be so messed up, dude.
Where we cut the commercial just before you get your results. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he just runs them like...
Yeah. That's hilarious. We need to do a reality TV show called the Doctor.
Do I got AIDS? Do I got AIDS, doctor? He's like, I'm sorry to tell you, but results are negative. You are clear.
Clean. Hey, you got a clean bill of health, my friend. Yep. Congratulations. You don't have
to think about if that was how Mari delivered his results on his show.
He basically.
Basically, yeah.
Basically, he didn't give nothing, bro.
You are.
Commercial break.
Not the father. Yeah, what I tell you.
And the girl jumps up and runs.
She goes, and this is the one thing they say. It couldn't be anybody else.
Yeah.
It's impossible. There's nobody else. No, there's apparently there's somebody else.
What's always the percentage? What's always the percentage they sell them?
99.9.
I'm 1,000. I'm 1,000.
A zillion.
1,500%. I'm 1,000,000% sure, Mari.
Mari goes like this. He goes, what do you want him to do? What are you gonna do if it comes out he's the dad? I'm gonna get in his face and I'm gonna rob it. Like, it's like rap shit.
I'm gonna get him for every sin he got, Mari. I'm finna run him, Mari.
And then he comes back negative.
Yeah, but then, Joel, what do they always say to the guy? If you're the father, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to take care of him.
I do what I got to do. And then give you the update. 4 days later, Steven disappeared.
Yeah.
Never I'm going to handle my business, Mori. I'm going to do what I got to do because I'm a man, Mori. That's what men do, Mori.
Yeah. What's that like? What's that like to live like without like just... Like, how do you not have enough care to be like, I gotta go take care of these kids?
I mean, shoot, bro. Just living life to the fullest. You know what I mean? You're not finna be
You ain't gonna tie me down.
That's what the new boy said. You know what I mean?
Dad, I'm hungry, Daddy. Hey,
easy. Fit for yourself.
Are you a man? You gonna be a man soon, right? Pick up a rock and kill something. Eat it.
Son, you 8 years old. You got 10 more years before you be on your own. You might as well get started.
No. Let me tell you what I was doing when I was 8. I raised my parents.
You know what I'm saying?
I raised my own mama.
I had 2 jobs and I was slinging rocks. You know what I'm saying?
I'm still raising my old ass dad.
I don't want to hear
it. Come up in here,
I would love if he
Dad.
Was in the kitchen when you said
he's right there.
That's why he said it, because he's right there.
You can, you know what you can do? You can hear a Mexican dad coming from a mile away because they're damn chunkless.
Just slap it. Yo. Yeah.
Nobody wears more sandals than Indians and Mexicans. I mean, that is a fact.
Hey, but Indian people, like, they're strapped up.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta be. They play ball.
They got the Jesus.
They do. Game time.
They do.
The Jesus 10s.
Heck yeah.
Is that what you said? Jesus 5s.
Yeah.
Depends on the year. We talking 2000 AD. We talking BC.
You know? Bobby knows all about those.
I was about to say we need to phone our expert on this subject.
Yo, Bobby got BC, vintage.
We talking about the Moseses. You know what I'm saying? We talking about the Moseses.
Right. The Joseph 7s.
Hey, they parted the court. Every time he played, they just cleared with them.
Hey, Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho in these. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the walls came tumbling down. It's all good. Gotcha.
Moses 2.
Yeah. I guess I got a question. Is Joel like, do you think there's a certain age? Do you think you'll ever don the chocolates? Like, or is that just like not in your wheelhouse? Like, it's never going to happen. Or are you going to wake up one day and just have a desire for the chocolate?
I'm more likely to start desiring to wear thongs
in chocolate
than I am to wear sandals. Any kind of sandal.
Yeah. I can truly say, I've barely even seen you in slides.
Bro, I would wear shoes to the beach. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not
guilty
him.
Of the sandals.
That's them new water Jordans right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I am not him. I'm not like a person. Like, I hate a black, like, not a black foot, but like the bottom of a foot that gets black when someone runs around outside all day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. That's nice. My question is, how could you?
How could you run around?
No, no, no. I'm saying, how could you just run around shoeless? Like,
oh, that's, yeah.
Would your feet not hurt?
I think it's
a rock. It's game over.
You have to build certain calluses.
That natural callus.
There's certain things. Like, I think it's one of those things like this. Like rich people, they play golf. Like, you know, oh, yeah, yeah, they play golf.
Yeah.
Tennis. Rich women play tennis. You know, pickleball if you're older.
Yeah, pickleball, yeah.
Poor white kids, they're barefoot.
They're just barefoot.
Like, they'd be barefoot. Trailer parks, though dangerous, have a lot of dirt and sand, so maybe it makes for a softer walk.
Possibly.
They just get used to it, you know?
That means they should be able to sneak with the best of them. They shouldn't be hurt at all.
Yeah.
No way. No way. Those hard soles.
Oh, you're going to hear. I got you.
That has to become a big callus underneath there. You're running through rocks and stuff.
Well, yeah. Ninjas wear shoes, don't they?
They wear ninja shoes.
Oh,
they wear,
I think so.
Yeah, like the
toed shoe with the toe in the middle. Like it's open like this.
Be out there barefoot. Where do y'all fight? Usually fight on flat, smooth ground.
Yeah, today is a little rocky. It's kind of rocky, you know, my balance is off.
No.
I couldn't really do the roundhouse. All right, welcome back, everybody, to your favorite day of the week. This is the podcast, and I messed that all up, but it's Tuesday, and this is the podcast. There we go. Man, we're so glad to be back once again. It's another night of podcasting, and I'm here with my best good friends, Joel Reyes, who is in the middle of my screen. Joel, what's up, man? Let's take a little sip. We'll pass it to Pat. Pat, real quick. How are you, Pat? Then we'll go back to Joel. Joel's in the middle of sipping.
Good.
Go ahead, Pat. Good?
I'm just trying to save... just pumping on Joel's chest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So hey, I'm patting you in the back. Joel, pat you in the back. Ready? Here you go.
Yeah. Stop. It hurts. It hurts.
I'm making sure I get it out of you, man.
I'm just trying to... And another... looking forward to another fun episode of the podcast.
Absolutely. We love it.
And, yeah. Just trying to get life in order. Yeah.
All right, going back to Joel. Joel, he's sipping again. Man, every time I cut you.
This is apple juice.
Oh, it's apple juice?
Nice.
No, I'm just saying.
Apple.
Well, I didn't say we were sipping on. I just said you were sipping.
On some scissor. Yeah.
How are you, Joel? Sipping, Joel, what's up?
This was a birthday gift that had like a tiny little bit in it. So I thought, you know what?
Why not?
Like, how rude of me not to finish a gift.
Did you put it in apple juice?
Come on.
Yeah.
No, I faced it. I said, I faced my fear.
Faced it and then chased it.
Is that the reserve that we had?
Yeah, that was the reserve. My stomach immediately just got warm and hot.
Have fun with that.
Yeah,
like you shouldn't feel you shouldn't feel the liquid into your like enter your stomach, like your orifice. Like
that means it's
that
good.
You definitely do.
Means it's
like Joel experienced one of those shots at his birthday, and it was not pleasant.
Yeah,
they're not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're happy to be back here. We all officially have something in common, and that would be our ages. We are all officially 40 going into this podcast. We've all hit our peak, and life is just going to get so much sweeter from this moment going forward. So, man, happy birthday to everybody here on the podcast. We've all rounded that great corner, and, man, things are just going to get bigger and better and bigger and better. All right.
Do y'all for no reason?
Starting with our bellies.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Speaking of which, man, y'all keep me lifted up. I've got my hernia repair surgery on Friday. I'm super nervous about it.
Oh.
But it's supposed to be very quick. They don't have to go. They're only going to sew it up, and I should be good to go. But I'm still nervous.
Nice.
You just make me
so they're gonna
a little
go
weary.
Through your bum?
No. Thank goodness. I was looking forward to that. But no, they're gonna.
Nick's all, can I stay awake?
If you're going through the bum, can I stay?
You really gonna knock me out? God.
He's all, please, please, come on.
No,
he's like, come on. I'm a Jehovah's Witness. I don't believe in that. You can't put me to sleep. But you can explore my innards.
I want to feel it. I want to feel everything. That's how I know I'm living. I know I'm alive.
Oh, there it is.
No, they're gonna. They're gonna.
Oh, you're poking around in there, aren't you?
Joel, what was? Hopefully, I'll be as cool as calm as collecting you, and the only sound I'll make is
That's weird.
That's weird.
That'll be the like what a response like Like a real subtle newly gay guy's first experience. He's like, I'm a little bit nervous here. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's different.
Okay. He's okay.
Like, nope, not gay. Not gay.
Never mind.
That no.
He's all just that's feminine, not gay at all.
He's like, actually. I'd like to retort that
that statement.
Yeah, he's all, sir, here's my gay card. Here is my rainbow shirt.
Yeah.
Never.
Just
five,
very, very
five things in the world.
Very metrosexual, but not homo. No.
I take that statement. That doesn't even exist nowadays. That phrase.
Metrosexuality.
Remember when that phrase hit the market?
Big.
Remember when metrosexual was the thing? Like he gets his nails done, his eyebrows
side bag,
done,
the saddlebag.
Now metrosexual is just a dude.
Just a dude.
Normal.
Yeah. Like a 30-something dude or a 40-something dude.
Yeah.
I think that we are the end of the metrosexual line. Now kids are just
Say yes. That's what it is.
That is a good point.
Yeah. And I guess if you think about it, that was kind of the fine line, right? Like, he's either very metro or he's gay.
Well, I will say.
And then it's like, oh, he's metro. Not a big deal.
There are many questions I get asked in my life, throughout my life, right? One being, oh, you're Mexican. You don't speak Spanish?
Yeah.
That one? Number one.
Okay. Number one.
Number two.
I'm writing these down for you.
Number two. Man, 200 pounds, that's way too big. What can I do? It's part of it.
Yeah.
200 pounds is way too big.
I know a granny
that
doesn't mind.
You don't remember the joke we were talking about earlier?
Okay.
Oh, my God. I know a granny that wouldn't mind that. She's an old thought.
G-H-O-T.
She's an old thought. She's all about this. That post-prison nut.
Oh, what are we talking about? What were we just talking about? I'm sorry. I forgot completely.
No, you're saying there's two things in life that two questions you always get. One was
the people
you're Mexican and you don't speak
Spanish. You don't speak Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other one is
200
you're
pounds.
Not gay. You never been with a guy? You never been with a guy?
You really get those?
I do. My wife asked me that one time.
What?
Yeah, we were working together. She says, you ever been with a guy? I said, what? Yeah. I said, are you crazy, girl? I don't do that.
So wait a minute. Joe, are you telling me out of all these years I've known you and you've been out here giving bisexual energy? Like, is that?
Nick, first off, we in love, bro. Ain't nothing you can say.
That's very true. Like,
we gay straight. We straight gay.
Straight gay.
We straight gay.
We are yeah, no, we're guy sexual is what we are.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, we're pretty close. I mean, we text every single day.
We do.
We send each other TikToks all day.
We know each other intimately.
Right. We always get excited together.
We do.
Not like sexually, but just in general.
Just happy to see you. Like,
hey, you know, like.
You generally miss each other.
And I'd rather hang out with you.
It's very true. We have 100%. And here's the new T-shirt, Pat.
Straight gay.
Guy sexual.
Hey.
Huh?
Guy sexual.
We're guy sexual. I mean, we're just.
Gay. I don't think I have that relationship with any of my friends.
Yeah.
I'm a loner.
You're pretty close,
Pat. You're a strong side piece, man.
No,
you're a strong side piece. Like if I need a side piece, Pat.
No, let me tell you this, Pat. As much as you say that, you're definitely the gayest of us three.
For sure.
Yeah.
In the instance of my wife goes, I really enjoy talking to Pat.
Oh,
it's kind of like talking to a woman.
My wife says the same. He gets me.
Pat's she's like, because Pat's like, the economy is bad. It's tough. How are you emotionally? Me too. I'm struggling. I know.
But do you know what that's from, though? That's from working with women in the ER
for
the last 25 years.
Pat, the only question I have for you, we had those two questions for me, is why are you gay?
What? You are gay.
You are gay.
You are gay.
You are gay. Straight gay.
You're straight gay.
You think I'm the one that could pass out of the three of us? Do you think?
As a gay lord?
Yeah.
I mean, of the gays?
Lord of the gays, yeah.
I don't know. All I have to do is this.
Yeah, you have the looks. Yeah. I don't.
The dynamic is changed.
Instantly, it's a way different dude.
Especially right now with the look.
Yeah.
You got the top pony with the full beard. And
you better say top because I ain't never been a bottom. I never wear a bottom pony. That's it.
Never.
Something I ain't.
Huh? No, I mean, right now you're looking. I mean, you know, if you had black fingernails, and
wow, you know, these hands are never dirty.
No, I'm saying black painted fingernails. Yeah,
never. Yeah. Even if I was gay, bro, I'd be the. If I was a gay dude, yeah. Let's just say this right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Again, Pat, if you were gay, you would just be like that. You would still be the same guy.
Yeah,
you wouldn't change much.
You should. You don't know that. That's don't judge my sexuality.
That's like, no. That's hell no. I'd be crazy. I'd be so gay.
Dude, I would be taking advantage of every.
That's it. I ain't never going to have a shirt on. You never see me with clothes.
I would definitely be in better shape. I would have better hair.
Pat's a subtle straight guy, but a wild ass gay dude.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Pat is the same.
I'd wear a
group,
tank
you know
top
what I mean?
Everywhere. I'd wear a
but
tank
like
top
Pat, right
everywhere.
Now, I mean, really, yeah. Really, yeah. If we snapped a picture right now and we posted like new podcast, gay podcast, there would not be a question of whether we were gay or straight.
Zero.
Oh, and, yeah, okay. I feel that.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're the lesbian of the gays in this group, you know? Definitely that. Nick, you put them lips up, girl. Oh God, got me. Yay. Yo. Nick, you what kind of gay guy would you be?
I would be the fashionista gay guy. 100%.
Oh, you'd be dressed to the T's.
To the T, to the nines. You know what
to
I mean?
To the D's. You'd be dressed to the D's.
To the D. The D. 200 pounds of them.
Cross, they dressed to the D's.
Like, I would be the guy that couldn't even go to Walmart without getting nice, because I just might run into somebody.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I see that.
Listen, I'm always ready.
Woo. Hey. My God.
Shoot.
My God. I would say shoot
at the end of every word. Shoot.
Ooh, I think I'd be a bad. Like just he a would diva.
You just in between.
I would just be snotty gay guy. Just,
yeah.
Ew.
Gross. Exactly. 100%.
Looking like shit. Looking like crap. Looking terrible. Not showered in 4 days. But looking at somebody else like, ew. Nasty.
I don't like that.
Ew. You're
you would
gross.
Be the you would be the I don't like that type of guy. Like,
where are you guys going? You guys are gonna go where? Why?
Count me out.
Why are you going there?
I'm only gonna go. Oh, look, I'm only gonna go because I want to see what's going on out there. But I am not staying. We'll take.
I'm so hungry. You want to get some McDonald's? Oh God. The only thing Donald I like is my friend. When you say McDonald's, you mean my friend MacDonald.
Terry McDonald.
Yeah. I'd be a ruthless gay guy. I'd just be like, you know what else I'd be though?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be a slut. Like, you wouldn't get none of this butt. Like, I would.
Oh, you would keep it.
I'd be on lock and key. Like, if
especially
you ever
guys.
Got.
Yeah.
If you ever got to me.
It is a gift. It is a gift.
I'm trying so hard to keep
it. Put in that work. If you get to me, you put in that work. You done
I'll
something.
Tell you what, if
you,
you
have earned. You have earned it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this right now, off the top.
5 year.
If you ever crested these cheeks.
Okay. Okay.
If you ever.
Let's get through it.
Hey, you're someone special. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I mean,
you've
been
waiting.
This day.
Yeah.
Still a verge. Still
you said
a verge.
To this day.
Still a verge to this day. Ain't never been done.
I feel like you would also be the type that when you get upset, like your voice goes deep.
Uh-oh. I'm a dude now. Hey. What's up? Hey, what's up? What's up, bro? What you say? Or when I watch football, definitely like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I'd be like, you know what I would say to him? I'd be like, I used to be straight.
Back when you used to be straight. You know,
hey,
what I mean?
You know, I still got straight tendencies in me. I mean, a butt's a butt. You know what I'm saying? Him, her, whatever.
It's all the same. Yeah.
Hey, a butt's a butt. It's all I'm saying.
I would be the type, you know what, Joe? Let's go. You've been drinking. It's time to leave.
You get embarrassed by me all the time.
You know what? You are embarrassing. You are
Nick
embarrassing.
Nick would be the kind that gets embarrassed all the time, but always wants to go. Oh,
that's
hell
true.
Yeah. God, I hate going places with you. You embarrass me every time. And I'm like, I know.
But listen,
hey, you want to go tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right there.
I do. I mean, I can get cute. You know what I'm saying? I got this new outfit anyway, so let's go. What's up?
I mean, we could. I mean, this is not a plan, but we could take the gay city by storm.
We could paint the town red. You know what I mean?
Like, there are many things you can concoct. You can come up with a business, but you cannot, if you're straight, come up with a way to take over the gay scene.
You can't do it.
No. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
because they recognize posers. Like, you can't. Mm-hmm. You can't pretend.
I don't know. I think I can pretend my way in,
dude. No, for a little bit. Dude, they...
Well, yeah,
they
of course have, for a little bit. Because the minute they want some, it's all good. Hey, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
I've been playing. I've been joking. I've been playing. You on candid camera. Y'all been... Huh? Where's the camera right here?
Because listen, I was about to say...
camera right there.
Because the moment they want you to drop a hat in the bucket, like, you be like, whoa, whoa.
I say, listen, I may be gay, but I'm still a Christian, okay? Because I'm saving myself for marriage.
That's how you get out of it.
That's how you get out of it. You can't say much. They'd be like, I respect that. Okay, I respect that.
What do you say they did? What would they do?
No, I respect that. And I say, you know what I'd say to them? I say, I mean, half the time, I don't even poop.
I eat light meals.
I just be drinking stuff. I'm on an all smoothie diet. That way I just pee.
If it's liquid, it don't count.
No, it don't count. I've never farted in my whole life.
That's why I burp so much.
Yeah. He's all mouth fart.
Oh, why does Joe burp so much? Because he don't fart.
He don't fart.
He's saving it.
Every time Joe eats beans, he just be burping. Oh no, he don't never fart. Ever.
He's saving it as for marriage.
He's saving his butt for marriage.
Oh, I'm sweating, dude. Oh,
you don't fart now. He's a Christian now.
Oh man.
All right, I'm back.
He said, I don't even poop for him.
Yeah. Oh. Never. Nothing comes out of me. Nothing goes in. Comes out.
I can't.
I'm saving myself.
I can't breathe.
You're saving me.
Joe said I'm on sexual lockdown. Like, it's not happening.
I sewed it shut. I super glued it shut. That way I can make sure.
I'm not even tempted. It won't open up for nothing. We got to move on to the next topic.
Okay, next topic. Next topic is my
chest can't take much more of that.
Okay, hey, it's time for them. Is it time for the treat of the day, the Mexican treat of the day?
Yes, let's move to the Mexican treat of the day while we're on this high note right now. What do we got?
I'm sweating.
Dude, my hernia is all the way out right now, by the way.
Oh, what the
What kind of old man
shit is that? Like, hey, I'm dying right now. My hernia all the way. I'm going to go. They're going to have to bump my surgery up to tomorrow because I'm herniating out.
Oh, my God. I almost want to show it, but I don't want to gross anybody out.
Don't. Pat, we're going to finish the podcast. Nick's going to get up with a finger poking out of his belly. Damn, that was a funny podcast.
Nick, is that your hernia? Are you happy to see me?
Whoa. Okay, so today, my treat of the day is this is a pan de queso.
Pan de queso, what?
What does queso mean?
Cheese.
Okay, so this is a cheesecake.
Oh, muy bueno. Excelente, Patri.
I don't think it's the kind of cheesecake that we think. I think people, when they think cheesecake, they think, you know, cheesecake, like creamy cheesecake, right?
Delicious dessert.
In other countries, there's a French bakery I go to in Charlotte all the time. It's my favorite. Mm. Whenever I take Roman to his hearing appointments, there's this awesome French bakery. And, dude, when I tell you, they make the best things. You ever had, what's that purple stuff? Edamame? No, it's like a purple drink.
Is it like a cheese?
It's a drink. This drink is purple. It's like a purple drink.
I'm gonna help you out.
I think it's made from sweet potatoes or something, but it's called Herba. No, not Herba Mate. It's a different thing. No, kombucha tastes like stomach acid. It's a purple Asian
bubble
drink,
tea?
I think. Nope. Purple. Hold on. I feel like a fool.
You said it's made out of what?
I think it's sweet potatoes.
I mean, there's a purple sweet potato latte.
No. There it is. Let's see. It's called ube.
Ube. Yeah.
So ube, right? Ube. Have you ever had it?
No, I've never heard of it. Ube. I haven't even heard of
so,
it.
So, dude.
Is it so ube is made from a purple yam?
I think so, yeah. Is that what it says?
Yeah. Is a purple yam.
So, let me tell you this. I was there the other day, like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I always see it, and purple's my favorite color. I don't know if you know that.
Yep, yeah,
I know that adds to my gay lore.
Yeah.
But purple's my favorite color. And ever since I worked at Planet Fitness, it just kind of became my favorite color.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
And you know what the amazing thing about it is? It's distinctively nuttier.
Hmm?
It's distinctively nuttier than most drinks. So that here might be a plus.
This is most delicious. Have you ever had it?
I have to try it.
You guys, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. If you guys ever really want to go to a good bakery,
I'll go.
I don't know if you care.
Yeah.
It's kind of in Charlotte. It's probably about 30 minutes away. But I had an ube drink. And when I tell you, and I'm not exaggerating, please hear me out. It was the most delicious drink I ever had. I swished it around in my mouth so I didn't have to swallow it. Like, I was like...
Really?
It's so good.
That's good.
Like, I just kept, I wanted to spit it back in the cup and drink it, and spit it back in the cup and drink it. But I don't think the flavor would have stayed. But it was so freaking good. And if you've ever had them, it's like a purple drink. You can kind of see.
It's like
it's
milk tea.
So freaking good.
Yeah.
Is it like a boba tea thing?
No boba at all. No tapioca. It's just a purple cold drink.
Yeah. Vanilla tasting.
It is Barney's love juice. It's good.
Barney's love juice.
Yeah, Barney's love juice.
But anyways, back to the reason I say this, because they have cheesecake there, right?
Yeah.
And so when I bought one, I thought, oh, cheesecake, yum. And then it looked like something like this, and I thought maybe the cheese is inside the cake. No.
Yeah.
It was a delicious sweet cake that had a cheesy flavor.
Mm.
So I think they use some form of cheese in it. So let's pull this girl out. Wow.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Look at this. It looks like a hamburger bun almost.
It does. That's a sesame seed bun right there. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So let's see if there's... Is there any cream in there? No, there's not.
Ooh.
So the assumption is what?
Bread of cheese.
It's going to be a cheese.
Cheesy and it kinda bread. Has
a delicious, like almost like a sweet grilled cheese.
Mmm.
That sounds fun.
Let's get into it. Go.
My God.
That's good.
My God. I tell you.
Yeah.
Mexicans, man.
They do it. They work it out.
They do it for me.
Yeah.
They're really good.
So it's not a cheesecake. It is made with some form of cheese, but it's super, super, super moist. And I don't know. Let me taste it again. That's a fancy cake. I'm like, man, I can't believe I bought that in a bag. I pay big money for a cake like this. That's good.
All right, it's time to scale it up. All right, where would you put that
on the five that we track?
Yeah. Your top five. Where's that fall in on your top five?
Take the big piece out of this mushroom.
All right, let's recap. Let's recap, right?
I've had about eight treats.
So at number one, but out of the eight, maybe this makes five that you actually like out of the eight. From my count.
That's true.
So before this one, it was the jelly cookie.
The jelly cookie, which is delicious.
Mm-hmm. It was number one. It is so good. It is a soft jelly that makes your mouth say yum.
Yeah.
I like it.
So number two.
Yep.
I mean, I'm putting pan de queso.
Pan de queso.
This cheesecake.
Number two?
Number two.
Yeah, wow. Easily. I'm going to have to try that.
Well, have you had coffee? If you had chocolate milk, like I'm telling you, Christmas time, pan de queso, some hot chocolate.
Or some eggnog. Maybe eggnog? Maybe a good eggnog with it?
Well, the problem with eggnog is it's so sweet, right?
Truth.
It will overpower the sweetness. It's like you know when you drink something sweet and then you eat chocolate?
Can't taste chocolate.
And it tastes like crap?
It's gone.
Yeah. But when you eat chocolate by itself, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's the same type of thing.
Right? Okay. Gotcha. Like,
with chocolate milk, warm, not too sweet.
Meshes it. Yeah, I mean,
you can make it super sweet, but it's, you know, like not too sweet.
Naturally, it's got a sweet flavor. Yeah.
Soft dip little. It. Mm. Mm. Get oh, in my there. God. Mm. What do you think, Joel? What?
Get in there.
You like it?
It's really good.
Pound the Get queso. In there. Yeah, you taste a little bit of the cheese.
Yeah.
But it's, like, but it's not like overpowering.
Not bad. It doesn't taste like cheese. It's just like maybe this is a cheddar cake.
A cheddar cake.
Okay, not maybe cheddar, a provolone cake.
Provolone cake. Swiss cake.
A little more subtle. Charlie, get the heck out of there.
White you queso.
Said, someone said cheesecake? Man.
Yeah.
Go. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Well, awesome. Number two. That slid right on up there on the ranking, man. Yeah. That's a. Hey, we're going to have to try. So get you go out there. If you haven't tried any of that.
Ponda queso. Any
Ponda queso. Go get some. Go get some
I really
today.
Want to take you guys.
I want to go.
I really want to take you guys to that. That
let's,
French
take a,
bakery
let's take a trip. Let's take let's a trip. Let's do it.
You could spin, Pat. What could we ride in up there?
My Tesla.
Oh,
thank you for that. Yay. Teeing that up for me.
Yeah.
That's I what like I was gonna. Ride. I was gonna Tesla. Pop that in when we were doing the bar scene. I was gonna I'm be like, sure. gonna I'll walk up and be like, "Hey, girls, let's just go get in the Tesla and go home." Because that's what I was.
Heck
say.
Yeah, Pat is definitely the gay guy with the Tesla.
Yes. 100%.
He's also the gay guy that plays golf with straight guys who know he's gay.
Goes to breweries.
But goes to breweries, loves a good beer.
Yeah.
And a good loving from a man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't give Pat too many beers because...
He's a whore.
They spread.
Pat's a whore.
I can't
take Pat nowhere because he's always somewhere whoring.
Pat, you are a businessman in the streets and a hoe up in them sheets.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
You know what I mean? You would be,
can't keep it together.
I don't think I'd put it out there. I'd keep it tight. Like I told you. Anyways, on to the next topic. That was fun. I think that was good.
That was a really good time.
We
were talking about, just before you came on, Pat, things that are, like, as we're turning 40 and trying to kind of turn in a corner, Joel was talking about some things he's picked up. We talked about him, working at the Renaissance Fair, and he just announced what you're going to be doing. What is your new venture?
I'm going to be refereeing some games, like high school and college right now.
What sport?
Baseball.
Nice.
I'm going to be going to a referee camp. So let me tell you guys.
Oh, I need to. Yeah, you told me.
I mean, umpire camp. Let's call it correctly.
No.
Dude, it's a real thing. So we know we joke about these middle school umps and some of these umps around here. I'm sure they don't do this. Like, they don't go to the school or whatever. So there's a camp.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also tryouts and auditions. Or not, I call them auditions because it looks like that. But there's also tryouts for, like, the majors. And I watched one. There's this kid on TikTok. He's probably like 20, 21 years old. I'm going to, I wish I could find it. Let me look it up for him so I can give him a shout out, you know? He's a young umpire, and it's like he did this follow me as I audition or as I try out for the major leagues. Let's see, umpire, tryout. So he walks up in there, and it's just like you imagine. It's a bunch of umpires, and they're all stretching. They're all in lines. They're stretching. And then they're like, all right. They got a batting cage and someone's throwing. They're like, all right, let's see your strike. And they're like, and so you got a catcher and you got somebody watching.
This is outrageous.
Like a head on. You got an umpire umpiring the umpires.
An ump instructor.
Like, you know, he's like, okay, let's see it. So they throw the pitch and he's all, hey, yeah. You know, like,
yeah.
They want to see your strike. Like,
they want to know what it is.
What you got? They want to know what you got. You throwing a, yeah. You throwing a,
yeah.
Hurk. Yeah. You just don't make. Maybe you don't make anything. You're just like a.
Let's have a quick umpire strike competition. Let's see who's got. Let's we'll
I
do
think
it.
We, I think
and we'll
tried
find
this
out
before, but I think we need to do it again.
I think we do it again. Now. Let's make it a competition in the spirit of Joe going right now. We're going to give you some competition. If you can beat us in the strike calling contest right here, right now, you've got what it takes to go to the majors. All right, who's all right? Who wants to go first? We got volunteer.
I'll go first.
All right, here we go. Oh, he's gonna stand up. It's getting real.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
serious.
Have
to
stand up.
We're live right now. All right, here comes the pitch. The wind up. Oh,
I like the little octave change in the middle.
Okay. All right, coming now. Second pitch. Here comes the wind up. And. That's 1-1. 1-1. 1-1. little low. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike.
It was up.
Bring it up. Bring it up. Yep.
It was
yep.
up. It was up. It was up.
All right. All right. Here we go. Here we go. The windup. The pitch. That's two. That's two. What's the count? What's
the
count?
Got the corner. Got the corner.
Okay.
One ball, two strikes.
One ball, two strikes. Okay, all right. Here we go.
You okay, pitcher? Time. Yep. My time.
Break. Oh, he's wiping off the mound. Okay. He's wiping off the mound right there. Okay. Okay.
No way we're beating this thing.
He's a social home. Oh, I'm going to give him a run for his money. You better believe it. Here we go.
All right. Let's go.
Right. Game on. Let's go. Wind up. And the pitch.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoo.
You're out of here, buddy.
Woo.
Hey, now good. Hey, good at bat. Keep Woo. Going. Keep trying. Keep trying.
Yeah. And the encouragement.
Yeah,
and the encouragement.
Hey, you know, that's I'm, just, you know,
that's strong.
I ump for the kids. I don't ump to embarrass them.
Yeah, that's strong. That's strong.
I like it.
Yeah, I think. Right. How was that?
I was pretty strong.
I like it.
Yeah.
That I like was pretty that good. First, I like that first that strike call good. With the octave change in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends
yeah,
on the
yeah.
day. Depends on the day. Yeah. Maybe I'll sing. Maybe I'll sing. If it's girls, maybe I'm doing some softball. Yeah.
I'm with it. All right, Pat, who's next? All right, Joe, you get to pick who's next. Who's going next?
You go next.
I'm going next. All right. Ooh. All right. You want me to stand up? I got to stand up?
Listen to That's me. Listen to me. Right. You do you. If sitting down's how you ump, go ahead, lazy.
I don't think I have enough room.
Go ahead, lazy.
Oh, I'm going okay. to sit down because I don't have enough room.
I'm standing
there. Dang, Nick's the kind of umpire that umps from the bench.
Mm-hmm. Stay. Well, I was worried about standing room. You got a lot more room than
All right,
I
ready, here
I'm
going
to make it happen.
Here. Yeah.
Here we go. Ready?
You pitching, Joe?
See, right?
Oh.
Okay. Not bad.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Ball.
Yeah.
Ball two.
Oh.
Ball.
Okay. Where did it miss that? Up to the outside. Okay.
To the box, up to the outside.
Yeah.
That's two right. Two.
Ooh, I like the two in there.
Three right. Three, you're right.
I like it.
You clarified that it was strike three.
Yeah.
You don't think saying you're out indicates that it's strike three.
No, I want everybody to be understand. I don't want anybody to say, "Oh, you were off." No, I want.
What do you mean
no.
he's out? What do you mean?
No. That was three.
You're like, strike three, you're out.
That's it. Mm. I had enough time. I had enough cadence calling in there. Right. I'm kind of old school. Mm. You know, I'm kind of old school.
You are. You are.
Right,
yeah. Pat, you're up.
Yeah.
You're
up, yeah.
I don't have room.
Pat's all. I'm like a first base ump. I don't know. No strike calls for me. Pat's all.
Yeah.
This is me.
Okay. There it is. Safe.
That's it.
Like, dude, yeah. I'm saying, like, if I'm the first base, like, if somebody swings, it look.
Yeah, Pat's all. No, behind the plate for me, please.
No,
all
right, no.
I'm wall sitting for this, so I'm gonna.
All right, here we go.
This.
Here we go. The wind up and the pitch.
Ball outside.
Oh, ball one.
Mm.
Okay.
Give it to him.
What?
Well, that's a ball. Yeah.
Come on. He
calls for a ball. All right. Wind up and the pitch. Strike. That's strike one.
That was all here.
Strike.
Pat, that was all here.
Yeah.
Pat,
yeah.
You could ventriloquize that.
So one ball, two strike. One ball, one strike.
Oof. And the pitch.
Quick.
That's two. Business.
Pat's like every second strike, I'm quick. First strike. Hey. Second strike. Hey.
Yeah. First one, so you know. That second one's going to be.
Yeah. And the pitch.
Ball. Nope.
Oh.
Bring it up.
Yeah. I'm telling them where it is.
Bring it up. This last pitch is
one, two.
Yep. And the pitch.
Oh. I'll get you some of that.
Oh.
Whoa. I think as a coach, I'm like, what'd he say?
Yeah. It wasn't clear.
What is that? Is he saying? Or is he?
Yeah.
He's all.
Yeah.
You see the arms go. You're out.
Oh yeah. Oh. See, that's an indicator. That like.
Yeah. You gotta go. You gotta have something. Emphasis. Yeah. All right.
I think for my like if it's say it's like the third out. You know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Throw that third strike on the third out of the inning.
Yep. Wind up and the pitch. Oh! Whoa!
I like that.
I'm sending them to the field.
Yeah, send them to the dugout.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey.
Yeah.
Get out. You're done.
All right. All right. Here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. First of all, great job, everybody. Give yourselves a round of applause. I think you guys did a great job.
Yeah.
Joel, I want to say, man, I think we gave you a run for your money, man. We'll let the fans let us know how it went, man.
It's like different. You know? I think we could be the ultimate umpire.
Yeah.
Can I say what it is? Can I say the difference?
You can. You can. Absolutely.
Y'all some little league umpires from.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, if we're getting technical, the way I was calling it was for the pros.
Wow. Pat said he was all business.
Let me tell you this. Being someone who is almost an umpire,
yeah.
I'll say y'all was umpiring babies, you know what I'm saying? Like T-ball. But.
I love the emphasis on almost. Yeah. As someone who might be going to make the cut. Yeah.
I'm about to potentially. I got a foot in. I know a couple umpires.
I found the potential to get in the car.
I think, you know what, I will say in the spirit of competition, man, I felt I was strong, man, but we wish you the best of luck. We're going to be there with you and for you every step. Well, you know this. Excuse me, got our full support.
We need to talk about that right there.
On everything, man, you know.
Can we talk about something right now?
What are we talking about?
That third out, third call, I mean, come on.
Well,
that
come
was
on,
top
man.
Tier. Come on.
I mean, it was strong.
I like the crow hop.
Yeah. I mean, the crow hop, it was serious.
The crow hop,
that was serious.
Yeah, the crow hop is the keeper.
You might throw your back out.
Wow. I would throw my back out.
Wow.
You might pop your hernia all the way out.
Wow.
Oh,
injury? What? You wish injury
not
upon
after,
me?
Not after
no,
Friday.
No, I never would, but maybe if you did the crow hop, you would, your hernia would
not after
your
Friday.
Wow, bro. Well, that's right,
the
Pat,
fun thing,
Friday,
Joel, is if you went to one dugout, but then you realized it's the other dugout, and you was like,
yeah. Never. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You know what, Pat? You know what, Pat?
You're out of here.
Wow. Whoa.
You're out of here.
Whoa. Kick
Get
dirt
the
at him,
crap.
Pat. You don't have to
Get
take.
Out.
Kick dirt at him. Kick dirt at
That's
the umpire.
That's a simple answer.
I would kick dirt at
don't
you.
Don't come back.
I would
you know
kick
what,
dirt
Nick?
At you.
Nick. You know what?
What?
You're out of here.
You're throwing me out.
You're throwing me out. You're out. You're out here.
That's right. All right, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. Sometimes you just gotta make tough calls and you gotta step up. And I want to tell you a story about two friends I used to have, two old buddies, backstabbers they say. In these streets, you can't trust your friends, especially the bald ones.
I'm just wondering what happened, man. Nick just stormed out of here, man. What happened?
That stuff is real. I just threw him out. I'll throw you out too.
No, I'm okay. Hey, we're good. We're good, man. I don't want to go.
Hey,
I don't want to.
You
go.
Know, hey, hold on a second.
Bring Pat back in. Bring Pat back in.
All right. Let me call him.
Pat, are you there? Pat, are you there?
Pat.
I think he had to go poop, and he used that as an
excuse. That's what it was. He just needed a reason. Hey, good on Pat. Good way to caveat out of there, man.
Hey, man. Really that, hey.
That's strong. That's strong calling, man. Hey, man, I wish you nothing but the best. I wish you nothing but the best, man.
I wish you nothing but the best. And your endeavor.
I appreciate it, man.
Wayne got to get straight through the locker room.
I'm really trying to be nice to you right now, man.
No. You know? I did do. Hey, Pat, Nick's all, he goes, all right, I wish you the best. And I was like, I wish you the best in your little league.
Wow.
I'm
can't give him. You can't give a man a cookie. You know, you can't give him a cookie. No. You can't give him a compliment.
You know why?
Eat it and not share it with you.
Because he's diabetic. You don't give a man who's diabetic a cookie.
You don't give a diabetic cookie. Man a cookie.
You give him a freaking shot.
You give him a shot. Insulin.
Insulin.
Cookie. Yeah.
Insulin shot after the cookie.
Insulin cookie?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. But
well, that takes me, that takes me to kind of what we're talking about, man. So, Pat, we're kind of just talking about, like, what's in our wheelhouse, you know, at 40. And here's the thing. As much as I would love to go on this venture with you, I would have to say, man, this is something that Joel's talked about for a long time. It would be fun to do it with him. But I would say it's distinctly yours, man, and it really falls into, you know, what's his wheelhouse. And so, you
there's
know,
many
before you
things,
got on, yeah, go ahead.
Many things that I have, because of my personality, I don't know what it is, I enjoy trying all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm definitely the person that will try it. Like, I'll put myself, like, you know, definitely put
true
myself in position.
No doubt about that, yeah.
You know, like, there's a good chance if you offer me something I've never done, I'll probably say yeah. Like, it's a good opportunity. How can I say?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I need to experience as much as possible.
No, I agree.
And I mean, not in a way that's harmful to who I am, but in a way that's like, dude, like, I'm working at the Renaissance Festival because why? Because I love it. And I always thought, and I tell you, many a time I told my kids, man, I would love to work here. Like, how much fun would that be? So one day I said, hey, I saw a sign. I said, oh, my friend works there. And then he tells me, hey, call my mom. She handles all the hiring. I'm like, perfect. This is meant to be. So now I get to do that. So that's fantastic. And I get to do it with my son.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
We're both going to do it. So it's going to be cool. It's
awesome.
You know, music, comedy, anything like that. Mm-hmm. I try my best to.
Yep.
Because, I mean, so what? I mean, I hate failure and it sucks and it's scary. It's like a scary feeling. But I think that you know, you got to do stuff like that.
Well, you got to try. But it's better to try and fail than to wonder what would like, happen.
Potential is.
Yeah.
But you can fail like 50 times and then succeed once and you're good.
No, I agree.
Mm-hmm. I mean, does it make sense? Like with stand-up, especially stand-up is something that you could. I mean, take Seinfeld, for example. He failed for years. He was terrible. And he's not a great comic now. I mean, he's legendary. Like, the show is fantastic.
He's not my cup of tea.
But I don't laugh. He's corny. And I was saying that out loud. I like him a lot.
What do you mean?
And he was a huge influence. Well, let me be honest. He was a huge, huge influence on me becoming a comedian. Because when I was in Iraq, I had a DVD called Comedian. And it was him. It was a documentary about him. And it was about comedy, him getting back into comedy. It was this whole thing, and it was just followed him around. It made me want, like, dude, I can do that. Like, it made me feel it. So 100% he was an inspiration, and 100% he's a huge part of me ever wanting to do comedy. But on the flip side, I don't find him that funny when it comes to stand-up, but I do find him brilliant as a TV actor and TV show writer.
Yeah. Well, it's not your style of comedy either. You know what
just,
I mean?
It's just like, it's definitely 1990 white people comedy.
Well, it's no different. Like, I don't think Larry the Cable Guy is hilarious at all.
He's clever, though. He's clever.
He's clever, but
there's a difference.
But he doesn't make me, like, fall over laughing. Like,
No, for sure.
Some
for
other
sure,
comedians
no.
would. You know what I mean?
I will say, though.
Fun to listen lines, to. You know, fun to listen lines, to.
On the same lines of Sacha Baron Cohen. Like, I love him.
Oh, hilarious. Right? Yeah.
But it's the same concept. I've never, aside from times he intended to, never seen Larry the Cable, and I don't like his comedy, I'm being honest with you, but I respect it because I've never seen him break character.
True. Mm-hmm. Very true.
I've never seen him not present himself for who he is if questioned about it or if asked about it. Like, he's 100% honest about it being an act. Like, it's
I was going to say, good. You wouldn't
I mean,
know.
It works for him. Like,
you wouldn't
that is
know
different.
It was an act if he didn't say it was an act.
For sure. And he, I mean, to know what he really is, it's like, okay, cool, I get it.
Yeah.
And so I have to respect that. I don't have to like it or think that he's the hilarious dude.
Well,
he's
the
great
beauty
in cars.
Of it is...
Like, he was great in cars as mayor.
Yeah.
Like, so he is a funny dude.
Yeah.
So it's, but his stand-up's not for me. His stand-up is like Jeff Foxworthy's stand-up.
Yeah.
It's
that's
geared towards,
that
it's geared towards white
comedy.
People. I mean, that is not.
Yeah.
But there are comics that are black that are geared towards black people and Mexican
absolutely.
Comics and Hispanic comics.
And there is. And I'm going to tell you, like, on the flip side, like, Kevin Hart's funny, but I don't look at his stand-up and I'm not on the floor dying. I think he has some clever stuff to say.
Stand-up.
But, you know, I've never, like, fallen out laughing. I mean, he says some funny stuff, but he has pretty much the same act. He does the same thing in every stand-up he does.
Which is,
no different
which
than,
is 100%,
you know,
most comics.
Oh, my God. And I was like, okay.
I mean, it's all the same. You know what I mean? Steve Harvey. Brilliant. Brilliant host.
Yeah.
I think... Like, if I could model myself after a host, I would love to have the career that Steve Harvey's having right now, just as a host, just to be able to host it.
Mm-hmm.
Survey set.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So what you say?
What your ass say?
I said, name one stinky place you might put your finger.
A butthole.
Whoa. Oh, he said butthole. Okay.
So
yeah.
No, but you see, like, but if you compare him to Cedric. The entertainer.
Oh, the entertainer. Yeah, hilarious. Cedric the Entertainer is hilarious.
1,000 times
he is
funnier.
The entertainer. Well, he is an entertainer. He's well-rounded, man. He covers
all the
bases. Yeah.
What's so wild about...
He made Kings of Comedy. Without him, it wouldn't have had the success.
I mean...
Him and Bernie Mac.
Bernie, yeah. I also think that somebody doesn't get the flowers...
Also an act.
Very much so.
Bernie Mac doesn't get the flowers that they should as D.O. Hewley. I think he's hilarious.
He's gotten too political for me. I think
it's
cool.
I haven't heard any of his outside of Kings of Comedy. I haven't heard.
I'm not with hate on the white man. Your whole entire act. You know what I mean?
I think
when you're being paid by the same people that you're talking trash about. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'll tell you one of my favorite
for me.
One of my favorite black comedians is Cat Williams. Simply because
that's funny.
Yeah. Just simply because of the way he structures his jokes and the way he says stuff and the way he, like, his presentation of it.
Funniest comedians I ever seen in my lifetime. And I'm not saying this like, you know, wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's my life, right? Comedy is like my whole And it's not like, I don't mean like I study comedians, but I study comedy because it's all I know. It's all I think about, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, is this funny? Is that funny? But dude, Eddie Murphy.
Dude,
oh, hands down. Hands down.
Hands down. Yes.
100%. He's one of the funniest comedians, people ever.
Yeah.
When you think about when that was, too, and it still holds up.
Dude, 100%. Another comedian who's top tier ever, Robin Williams. He is spitfire comedy. We're talking like, boop, 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 boop. I've never seen someone, because he's so hyper and so whatever it was. I'm talking about even as an adult, like when he stopped doing coke. His Broadway show, I mean, dude, he is nonstop. There's not a breath that isn't a joke. It's
the
like
golf,
boom, 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 boom,
the
boom,
golf
boom, boom,
portion
boom.
Of his Broadway show, it was hilarious.
Dude, that whole Broadway show was one of my favorite things ever. Like,
it was great.
Along with, here's the comedians I told you inspired me. Jerry Seinfeld.
Yep.
Dan Cook.
Circle of Death.
Yes.
I saw him in Charlotte.
I remember.
Did you?
Circle of Death. Yeah, I saw that
Circle
thing
of
in
Death.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
He started the Circle of Death, right? Like, he was the first one to ever bring that
thing
to comedy.
Yeah, that was his stand-up. Yeah, he went around the whole thing. It was so cool because he was
surrounded by
the stage. And
now Chappelle and Rogan do it.
Another brilliant comedian.
Chappelle.
Not Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's trash.
Yeah. Chappelle.
Joe Rogan's not found. Funny. He just found an audience. That's what
he's fantastic. I know his podcast is great, but his stand-up is ass. Mm. Like, he's not
but
funny.
But it's so weird. Like, tell me if I'm reading it wrong. It's like everybody that you mentioned brings a different, like, skill. Like, not
styles,
saying stand-up, but a different style is the word I'm looking
you
for.
Could, I think you could easily compare Robin Williams and Eddie Murphy.
You could.
Yeah. Those two are in the same ballpark. They're playing the same game.
Yeah.
Because they came up around the same time, right?
No, let's talk this. Voices, cadence.
Impersonations.
Impersonations. Just comedy, just nonstop go. Those two at their time. Like, those two, as odd as it seems, they're and as different as their stand-up is to me, they're very – Robin Williams does throw more jokes than anybody. He's like a boxer who just punches 1,000 million times.
Oh, yeah. He goes. He
and
goes 100%.
And hits every time.
Connects with every punch.
I think that – man, I used to fall asleep to that. When I was in Iraq, I had that CD, and I used to fall asleep constantly to two things. Comedian in the documentary. On with Jerry Seinfeld and Orny Adams. Orny Adams was the other comedian featured in the show. And he struggled, man, because he was so upset that he wasn't getting famous and it wasn't working, but he was very good and it worked, but he just wasn't popping. So he was one of those people.
This wasn't his time.
Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. You know, whatever. But, falling asleep to, freaking Live on Broadway, bro. You can't.
Yeah. It's amazing.
That comedy, man, it's so
amazing.
Much.
I know for me, there are some really good, comedians out there that really aren't made to top. Like Dimitri Martin's probably one of the my favorite ones, because he's just well-rounded. And you know me, I like to combine music and comedy. He's one. Sebastian Maniscalco, just his whole life story about being Italian and growing up Italian. And his family, like, it's just hilarious, man. And what I like about Sebastian is he's one of those comedians that takes you back to your roots. You know, you start it makes you really think about where you come from and the funny parts about your family. And it's just very relatable. And so, you know, it's, you know, comedians like that aren't super. And well, I take it, but Sebastian Maniscalco has gotten huge. He actually just did a movie with Robert De Niro. You know.
These shoes,
little bit,
baby goo on my these shoes,
little bit.
These shoes,
yeah.
I mean, it's really good. It's really good. You know, a little bit.
So no, it's good.
I don't.
Yeah,
I couldn't really. I don't really know any modern. Like, I couldn't tell you any.
Yeah.
New comics, really.
I
just
keep
know
up,
TikTok.
The only reason I keep up because I Netflix, has a lot of the newer stand-ups, like Lil Rel Howie. He's really funny.
I just can't, like, it keeps
but
me,
there's really not
me.
A lot like it was back in the day. So only because of Netflix, I watch a lot of stand-up, but it doesn't have the same
fear.
Doesn't have the same
fear. I have a fear of losing like, to me, because comedy is like my lifestyle, right? It's like it's like, I know it's weird to say, but everybody has their thing, right? So comedy is my lifestyle. It's just what I do. It's what I think about. So for me, watching other comedians, I worry that I wouldn't be original, and the stuff that I would say would be generic. But it could be inadvertently. No,
you feel like it might
influence
your style.
It is very easy to come up with an original thought that you forgot about for 6 months ago, and now you think that you made it up, and then really you didn't. And so, like, for me, it's like I can stay completely original in my own to myself or true to myself in comedy by knowing that I don't really listen to many comics anymore.
True. No, very true.
As much as I love it, well, and I'll watch clips. Like, if I'm on TikTok and it's like a 30-second clip, yes. And there are some female comics that I like. Mm-hmm. And I used to not like. I used to struggle with female comics because not because they were female, but because the comics that were popular were crude, and it was disgusting. Yeah. I couldn't handle a male comic that talked about his wiener and I could or what he does to chicks. Just like I can't handle a female comic that talks about what she does to guys. It's like a girl rapper who talks like all nasty. It's just
it's like a little Kim.
It's crude. Like, if I have to be crude to be funny, then I'm not really that funny. You just think it's funny because I'm a girl and I'm talking about stuff that's gross. And you're like, oh my God, that's so crazy. Not that that's so funny. But what's funny about that is it comes out of left field. It catches you off guard because she's a girl. And you're like, whoa. You know, it's just, it's the shock factor. It's the Chris Farley, like I fall through a table type thing. It's the, I walk into a wall. It's physical comedy.
It's not thought provoking and clever. Have you heard of
that Fortune Famester, Joel?
What's that?
She's a comedian from North Carolina.
Say what? That,
like, lives out in L.A. now, but she's one of those. She's a lesbian, but she doesn't talk dirty.
I know you're talking about
fairly clean. She's kind of heavier set. She's got blonde curly hair.
She's got a thing on Netflix. Yeah,
yeah, hey, she's awesome.
That blonde girl from Star Trek. Who's a stand-up comic? The dark-haired girl with the short hair.
Oh yeah,
she plays one of the science officers.
Yeah, yeah,
hilarious stand-up.
She's so funny. Yeah, super funny.
She does this bit about having small boobs and how, like, this guy walks by her, and he's like, "Got some little titties." And the way she says it is like so perfect. I can't even explain it.
What did you guys take on, like, intelligent comedy? So not in a sense of like a Neil Brennan. If you've seen Neil Brennan.
Like I haven't seen Mike's, but that's what I was talking about. Like a Dimitri Martin, he you know, he's more of an intelligent comedy. Like, he tells his joke, and it's, you know,
What is the definition of intelligent comedy?
It's like Neil Brennan's whole thing until recently was like he played into like dealing with depression and like Three Mics, Joel. If you haven't seen that, if you find time to see, it's a cool concept. One is he's got three different mics on the stage. One mic is one-liners. One mic is stories.
That's pretty cool. That's cool. Yeah.
And one mic is like his life, like him talking for real about situations in his life. So it's like a roller coaster through the entire time because he's going from mic to mic. And it's a very interesting concept. It's a cool concept. It's fun to watch.
So yeah, like, no, I think it's creative. So what I'm saying is though, what is the definition of like? Like smart comedy, what classifies as smart comedy?
I might have used the wrong word.
No, because I'm trying. No, I'm not saying you did it all. Yeah. I'm just trying to understand. Because to me, like, stupid comedy is physical comedy.
Yeah,
like I have to do something crazy or hurt myself to be funny.
I'm gonna toot your horn, right? To me, intelligent comedy is something that's thought provoking, or I want to say something, but you're able to say it in a way that I never thought of saying it. But I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking.
That's more of what, Nikki explains better than I could ever explain.
The way that you do it is, anytime I watch your comedy, right, and this is why I say I believe that you'll still be relevant, right, because I'll have a thought in my head that I'll never say out loud, but you'll say it for me.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that's funny. In a kind, funny way that's not offensive, but it's still offensive if you really think.
No, I understand.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's like you're asking the question that I don't know how to ask because you figure out a way to position it and to put it out to the world.
Like, I think, for example, with humor. Like, and to give an example, right? You can tell somebody that they smell by using the word, "Oh, he's stinky." And it's the way that you say it. That's about it. Oh, you smell like crap. Like,
he dang.
No, but you'll say it stinky and you'll put that little enter, right? And it make people laugh and they go, "Oh, yeah, he stinks," right? But mm-hmm. I could deal with it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And when I talk about Dimitri Martin, I like Dimitri Martin because it's almost like comedy public speaking, right? Because he likes to use the old school PowerPoints, or, you know, he'll, like, he tells this joke about, I went over to my girl's house and she had a dog. And I asked the dog, "Hey, does the dog bite?" And she said, "No." Then I said, "You're a liar. How does it eat?" You know, like that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you know, But it's just I enjoy it because it's like a presentation of comedy as opposed mm-hmm. to a whole show because it uses a lot of props and backdrops. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I like that style of comedy sometimes too.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like too literal.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
In some ways, but that also is me too. You know, y'all know me. There's times I'm almost too literal, even with my comedy.
Because I'm too literal sometimes.
I'm very literal.
Yeah, yeah. So, but the conversation I wanted to kind of move into was just really talk about, you know, what's really kind of for me, and, you know, kind of going back to the umpire thing. Like, I'm just realizing, like, it's fun to do it with you. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, if you invited me to do it, I would love to do it. But the truth is, my heart wouldn't be 100% into it because it's not something that I ever talked about doing, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. right? No offense to you. And again, man, I would love to do it with you. But I know for me, I'd probably fizzle out and be like, this is really more Joel's speed. You know what I mean?
Definitely not offended. It's usually just my speed for like a year or so. It just depends on what it is.
Yeah. But you're all in. And I will say you'll be more all in longer than I probably would be. Like, I would, after a while, I'd be like, this was fun, but it's not really for me. And I think it's important to understand that because, you know, we were just kind of talking about like what's the thing for me, man, and really, I was telling Joel like I would absolutely love to get into public speaking. I just feel like that's something that I would get into, not necessarily trying to make money from, but just just be able to talk because I just do it on a regular basis.
Crossing it off the bucket list.
Just as a training manager, man, there's a lot of cool stuff that I love to talk about, and I love to research things and talk about them, right, and share my stories and. You know, not only as a veteran, but as a veteran in life and goes through and a dad. And I just feel like that'd be a fun thing to do. Like, I watch TED Talks like a crazy. And every time I watch one, man, there's always something interesting that I thought, man, I could get up there and talk about that. Like,
you have that presence, too.
Yeah. And I'm not just saying that because it's my hubris, but I'm saying that because I truly believe that if I was given an opportunity to get on a TED stage, man, that I would have a lot to talk about. Public communication.
What would you talk about?
Well, you have the vocabulary. Yeah. You have the presentation. You have the speaking ability.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing.
True.
I mean, just in you explaining that.
I do. I'm definitely going to.
Yeah.
Start at your house. Invite some people over for a Nick's TED Talk.
Oh, let's
about
do
a Nick Talk.
A Nick Talk, yeah. But then also with that, you know, and I know I've talked to you about this, Pat, is getting into audiobooks. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the other thing I think I would love to do. And really that sparked from a lot of the work that I do, you know, for you and for the companies. And so I think I would just, me and Joe were talking about, you know, just being able to get into different characters and doing different voiceovers.
Dude, that would be.
And I do that already. Every time that I do a voiceover with you, what do? I do something silly and goofy just to warm up. And so I think it'd be a lot of fun to do, man. So I think, you know, that's 100%. Something I want to get into. Don't get me wrong. If there's something you guys want to do, I'm all for it. I'm more than happy to do it. But just kind of realizing some of my strengths, and I just feel like that's something that I would absolutely love to get into. And so, you know, Pat, kind of what is something, you know, that, you know, well, we kind of know, but is there something outside of just, you know, the product? Because for you, and let's be honest, like, it's work for you now. And so, like, what would be something outside of that maybe you could maybe get into?
But, Pat, I mean, is that your passion, though? Like, producing? I would say it wasn't.
I would say, too, yeah.
I would say that video editing wasn't your passion because you say how much you don't like it sometimes.
Well,
like if it was I think you enjoy production, and I think you enjoy producing.
I think this is what's weird. I can't go into a lot of detail about the situation I'm about to go into, but this is the way my outlook is on the situation I'm about to step into. Is I think the reason that's my presentation to the outside world about production is I've always done it as a second job. Like, it's always been after I've worked my full-time shift. I edit the New Japan videos after I work a 10-hour day. So I'm up from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. editing these videos. Like, what happens when I show up at a building at 8 a.m. and that's all I have to do? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not just like a second job.
Oh, yeah, it'll be your first job.
And I think a lot of it falls into what I'm editing. So you go from a situation of having to make chicken salad out of chicken shit all the time because you don't have the footage, you don't have the necessary stuff, to going into a job where everything that you're provided is like top of the line footage and top of the line and shot by professionals. And, you know, it's a different atmosphere. But another thing is, I don't know, like another thing I've talked to people about is it's weird to be on a journey for so long and knowing, like, this is the last chapter, whether it works out or not. Like, there's nowhere to go up from here. You know what I mean? Like, it's like if I get here, if I succeed and I love it, then I can do it for X amount of years and make some decent money and have fun. And but if I get there and it's not what I thought it was, and I'll do my time and then get out. Like, there's I don't want to go back. Yeah.
I'll do my time and get out, and I'll be back in society. Yeah, locked in. Editing after my number one job.
Like, I have a time. I don't think that's the case. But like you said, you never know. This is like the top of the line.
I'm gonna get out of jail and put out that post prison nut.
Yeah, that PPN. That PPN.
Grandma Thoughts said, yeah.
Grandma Thoughts wants.
Yeah,
I mean,
so I don't know. It's a weird place to be, and it's also a weird place when your passion becomes your job, because it kind of, there's an internal battle everything is passion when you're doing it for, this sounds so wrong, but everything is passion when you're doing it for free because you're driven by your passion. But whenever there's dollar signs behind it, it can quickly turn from your passion into a very stressful situation. You know,
I think in that situation, like, I don't want to do stand up for free. Like, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. No.
Like, do I want to be funny for free? Yeah. Like, so in that aspect, it's the same. But I think
you've done your time. Like, you've paid your dues, sure, yeah, in a sense. Yeah.
But so you know what I mean? 100%.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you're at a place in life where you shouldn't do it for free. But, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You and Nick, and we've all been in a situation where you felt this. It's like, it's completely different when you got that pressure behind you of expectation.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, for sure.
As opposed to you when you transition from that, I'm learning this, so there's going to be mess ups, to, hey,
right, now you're a pro.
I know what I'm doing. I shouldn't be. I have this expectation about my level of talent.
And if you mess up, everybody's going to see it.
Yeah. And I have to show it, like, all, like, every 24/7.
Yeah,
it's a weird place to be.
How about this?
I think, you know, and here's the thing, Pat. Like, the good thing is you got time to think about, you know, what else is there. You know what I mean? Really, all of us. I mean, because I'm gonna be honest, man. I really don't have a desire to do music. Not that I don't love it. Don't get me wrong, man. And I, you know, if anybody ever needed help or support in that, I would do it. But as far as me, you know, getting on stage and singing, man, it's gone, you know. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, because I really feel I gave it all I had, and I really enjoyed what I did. And I had success in my own right. And you guys know me. My when it came to music for me, it was never about being famous. And I've always said, I just want to be heard. And I believe I was heard. I was heard on the main stage. I was heard where it counts. And, you know, the good thing is, you know, my music is out there and it will remain out there. Same with you, Pat. Nick. I mean, same with you, Joel. You know, your music is out there and it will remain out there.
You were heard on the main stage and seen on the side stage.
You knew it. So, that's right. On that pole. Now, coming to the center stage.
I mean, main stage is what I think. When you said main stage, it's like, oh, get it, boy. Ooh,
coming to the main stage.
Hey, I usually hang out in the VIP lounge. Thank you very much. But no, but to me, it's just I'm still using my voice, but I just feel like I'm using it in a more meaningful way and a more satisfying way. Whereas Joel, you've just always been the sports guy, man, and so for you, umping, I believe is just right up your alley, man. And you've joked about it for a long time, and I will be more than happy to be out there watching you umpire, man, and just be super sick proud of just being able to see you do it. Yeah,
I'm planning on starting to do stand up. I have a whole new set, you know.
Please do.
It's a honey.
Because here's the thing. Though I do not want to do music, I absolutely still want to get into stand-up. Because that was probably some of the funnest times of my entire life. And even if I don't get into studying, hosting has probably been the number one thing that I would like to do the most, man. Getting back into hosting.
There's a huge scene.
Doing both.
Yeah.
And we could walk into that scene, and I know 100% hands down what the stuff we come in with.
Oh, for sure.
No worries, buddy.
Stay wrong.
Hey, these jokes just tested.
Hey, man, what a great conversation, man. That's really good conversation that I enjoy having with y'all, man. Right now, we're at the 1 hour 19 mark, 1 hour 20 mark, man, so it's a good time to go ahead and break it down, man, because we always want to make sure we got enough left for y'all going into the next podcast. So with that, let's move into our shameless plugs. And I'm going to start with me because I usually start with somebody else. But tonight I'm going to start with myself. You can catch me on Instagram at RickDynasty1. You can catch me on Twitter at TheRealJuanHogan. I am on TikTok at Nick Clemency Comedy. And I apologize to everybody out there. I've been slacking on the TikTok game. Joel's done a great job of picking it back up and putting it back out there. So we got to get collaborative again. So my promise to you going into October is to post more TikTok videos, chop them up, send them out, and make sure that we're being heard out there. With that, I'm going to pass it on over to, he's on my right. I don't know where he's at on the screen, but I'm going to pass it over to Joel right now. Joel, you're up. Give us your shameless plugs.
I want that last word 1 week. I haven't got the last
You can have it. Well, let's go over to Pat. No, Pat, you sure?
No, yeah, I'll take it. You get the last spot. You get the last spot.
Okay, no, not this week. Okay. You got it. You got it.
All right, Pat.
I'm just terrible at the last
sometimes
spot.
No, it's not that. Sometimes I save stuff up and I won't be rolling with it.
Yeah.
I just don't tell y'all because I save it for you.
But yeah. Well, next week, let me go and you finish. I'm terrible at finishing these things.
No, you're finishing tonight, buddy.
Okay, you're finishing. All right.
Just like last night, Pat.
I'm gonna shoot it over.
Enjoy our conversation. I had a good time tonight. I never thought it'd be so funny to imagine what kind of gay guys we'd be.
Yeah,
that was great. That was fun.
I think that was definitely one of the funniest parts. Yeah. I wonder if there's some gay guys who go, man, what kind of straight guys would we be?
Oh, definitely
would be a sports guy.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, I probably work in construction.
I love that. But so yeah, you guys can catch me. I am posting more on TikTok, trying to again. I think it's Jinx Shame or
Jinx Shame.
PLU Joel or something.
PLU Joel.
PLU Joel.
Yeah, so
PLU
check it out there. I got to change my name. I need something more clever. On Facebook, it's Joel Reyes, I believe. Or you can catch me on Instagram. It is Your J Jinx. So thanks for checking us out. Subscribe, listen, and laugh.
Please. All right, Pat, you're up, man. Bring us home.
As always, everything Tuesday on all socials. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe and notification bell. If you're watching this on Spotify, Spotify has the video.
Mm-hmm. Spotify,
make sure that you follow us so you get every new podcast we put out. And yeah, good talk, fun times, and let's continue to find our dreams and live them out.
Yeah,
true that.
I love it. Appreciate you guys, and we're out.